I thought the Minister of Finance and others involved could have been more frank with the population and let them know that we were in a depression. Instead, I got the perspective coming out of the spotlight, you know, that there was strong growth in some areas and whatnot. And I looked at the numbers from the CSO. I looked at real GDP data from the CSO. In fact, I think the very next day, or within a 1 week period of the spotlight, the CSO provided data that confirmed that real GDP will contract in 2021, and that for the first quarter of 2022, real GDP was projected to contract by minus 4%.